You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and I am joined by the editor-in-chief of the AV Club, John Tatey. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm a little disappointed. I was a little disappointed that I didn't get to go on the Ferris wheel last weekend.
Yes, last we saw you were, I had kind of ruined the surprise. Was it because I ruined the surprise that you didn't
get? No. We went. I mean, we left. She came and met, my wife came down and met me at the AV Club office, and it was a beautiful, it had been a little stormy earlier, but it was a beautiful day. And then on the way over, it just got grayer and grayer, and then Navy Pier was just buried in clouds. And Jen Kramer, everybody knows her, friend of the show, I texted her and said, like, hey, is this happening? And she said,
Run for your lives.
Yeah, she said the wheel isn't running right now because of the weather. So I didn't get to go. So the epilogue to the story is that Anna and I then went shopping. We were by Michigan Avenue. Why not?
Yes.
We just took a car right over.
There's a couple shops here and there.
Yeah, we're having a date night. Let's enjoy the shopping center of the city. So we get a little clothes, and I'm finishing up my shopping. I've gathered some shirts at Bloomingdale's, and I'm in the dressing room, and I take a couple of pictures and send them to my wife to say, how do you think these look? I don't know. She's off doing something else on her own.
And I'm which is the great thing about phones now. You can have, it's like shopping with someone.
Yeah.
How do I look in this?
Yeah, but she can be off looking at her own stuff. Except I was getting no reply, and then I looked at my phone and I was texting all these dressing room photos of myself to Jen Kramer. While she's trying to get the Ferris wheel running, and she
if there's someone you should text pictures of yourself to in a dressing room, it's Jen Kramer. It was her birthday this weekend, so you probably made her day.
That's right. Oh my god,
that's the best person. Did she ever reply to
you? She never replied. I followed up and said, like, obviously those
are
for my
wife. Yes, wrong text.
But enjoy these my shopping photos, and maybe she did.
Was there any with like just shirt and boxers?
No, fortunately, I was head to toe in all of them.
Because you do not strike me as like, how's this look? You know, like taking off one layer at a time or something, doing a little striptease shot by shot.
No.
Although now that's a really good idea, now that I think about it.
Yeah, there was no innuendo involved in this.
That's
it was
fantastic.
Pure shopping.
312-981-7200. Have you embarrassingly sent that? Because I just had that happen twice in the last 2 days.
Misplaced. It's very easy to do.
The last person you texted, then you continue a conversation, whether it's in your mind or you haven't switched to the proper person. I've done that. I did. I was in the middle of texting with you, Craig, and then Charles texted me, and I texted him something else. it was about Nikki from Knife and Tyne being on, and I was like, oh yeah, Matt asked me about that. And he was very kind because, like, apparently we're proprietary at the station about – sometimes people get, like, a little territorial when it comes to guests. You,
oh, really?
John Tatey, everyone is – we would love to share because
we can share.
If people want our guests
– nobody
if they want our
me.
Guests, it means that we have the guests – we found the best people for the topic.
I once got a text message from a former producer here that said, good morning, beautiful. That was for his wife.
That's her, but that's nice.
I guess he was on some sort of business vacation or something and she wasn't with him, so he just said, good morning, beautiful. I was like, thanks, man.
But what a great glimpse into the relationship. Like, Jen got a glimpse into your relationship with your wife. You got a relationship.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
What a nice way to think of it. Because
tired of paying outrageous prices
I'm not.
For Viagra?
Why are you yelling at me?
Well, we have great news for you.
Station?
Now you can finally get
there's ghosts.
We didn't touch anything, so I don't know. If there's something else going on
upstairs. You know what? Maybe that was the wrong commercial sent to us by text. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, broadcasting from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. I'm back home from Springfield. Hanging out with me is the editor-in-chief of the AV Club, John Tatey. Esmeralda Leon is up in traffic. And what is going on with the Kennedy? Why is there, what's going on? Why?
And Lakeshore.
And Lakeshore Drive. Construction?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's construction.
It was a long wait to get past the shut down lanes on Lakeshore, but then once you get past, it's all buttery, all new asphalt. Ooh, that was nice.
Had you noticed the asphalt being a problem prior to the new?
Oh yeah,
it was bumpy.
A lot of potholes.
All right,
yeah.
I was because I was wondering on 55 North. I was on the phone with Craig and Stephanie during a production meeting around 4 o'clock, and it was going down to one lane. And I used to do this. You ever see, like, there's a sign that say lane closure in 1 mile, right? So a lot of people start getting over. I used to be one of those people like, all right, everybody, let's all work together. And then I realized that traffic actually continues to move if you keep going down both lanes. And not in the way like I don't drive down it going, I'm going to cut all these people off. I'm like, let's just keep moving, keep traffic, the flow going. And then, but there was a van at about 3/4 mile from the lane closure that pulled out and straddled to let me know I couldn't go around him. I'm like, all right, so I guess I'm going to drive in this lane for a little. I was like, I rode behind him. I was fine.
So rude. And by the way, your approach is the scientifically correct approach.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I've noticed it. In my experience, I have noticed that if everyone continues to use both lanes until you can no longer use them, traffic continues to flow. If you all condense into one lane right away, then you are then backing it up all the way back for miles.
No, that's actually correct. And traffic, I only know this because a few years ago I read a book called Traffic that is all about stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And traffic scientists have done studies and they found that the most efficient technique in that situation is a zipper where like you use the maximum capacity of the two lanes and then when you get
one car, one car.
That is the fastest way to get through that, but people aren't that easy to organize.
Yes, or open to it. They're not open to you think you got in front of everybody. And that wasn't and here's the thing. There was nothing I could do. Craig, there was nothing I could do. I could not show any aggression. I could not get frustrated with anybody. This black vehicle in front of me was straddling the lane for the almost all the way to the merge. I couldn't. And another, like the cars behind me were getting angry. They started driving around into the shoulder. One almost ended up in the ditch. But here's the thing. Like I look like the jerk. Guess what I'm driving?
The fan van. Now you're driving the fan van.
Right? I'm wrapped in WGN radio all around it. It says WGNradio.com. Like, all anybody has to do is, like, whoever's driving the WGN radio fan van on 55, like, it's just me.
We have two fan vans, right? Though, so you could always say that it was the second fan van. And then we should label the back of that thing with
pretty
really,
leaf.
I can't see anybody.
I can't see you.
Yeah. I really can't.
I can't. I have no idea you're back
that's
there.
That's right, because all the windows are...
Can't see nothing. Well, there's a cage too. So there's a cage right behind the cab, right? And there's shelves with banners and stuff to hand out for people and all kinds of. There are folding tables back. There's a lot sliding around back there. Mm,
so you got to use your mirrors, huh?
I had to use my mirrors, and I actually had a police officer help me out on Monday before I headed out of town. I stopped at the AutoZone because one of my blinkers was out. I checked all the equipment because I'm like, if I can't move over, if people don't know I'm coming now, we're all in trouble. So a police officer happened to be at the AutoZone in Jefferson Park and happened to be a fan of Pretty Late, Officer Carl.
Really?
And we were talking for a few moments. He also went to my high school, to my alma mater.
Wow.
And we were chatting it up a little bit. He was saying...
you have every possible in with this guy.
Oh, I got. And I said before he took off, I said, hey. Like, Steve laughed at me because I was at the Memorial Day parade. I was wearing a Blackhawks shirt and jean shorts, gym shoes and socks, right? And I got home and I'm like, I really should get the car fixed, but it's Memorial Day. Who am I going to get to help me? And I come out of the bedroom and he goes, are you wearing that because... you want people to help you? And I said, kind of. Just like a dress and sandals and like, could you help me? Officer Carl would have helped me either way. So would have Raul at AutoZone. They were both very helpful. But he was showing me, like, he stood at the back of the van. He's like, can you see my hand? He was like touching the back. He's like, that's all you should see. You don't want to see, who needs to see their car? You know where your car is.
You know where the car is, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. So he helped me out before I headed out of town.
You know, can I say something about Chicago drivers? No, it's a nice thing. It's
okay,
a nice thing.
Okay, thank you. Because I think we do pretty well comparatively.
That's what I was about to say, actually, is that having, you know, lived in New York for almost 10 years before coming out here, what I am shocked about driving around is the letting people in move. Like, mm-hmm. if you see someone turning left or someone coming out from a side street, like, it's so common. And I love to do it, too. I got in the spirit, but it's so common for people to stop because it's like, what does it matter? We're all waiting, going to wait for this red light in 10 seconds anyway. Mm-hmm. Might as well let you in. It's such a rational and friendly approach that I see all over the place. Never saw that in New York.
Yeah,
that would
happen. I agree. Yes, Craig.
Does that really happen here that often? Maybe I'm just driving in the wrong circles.
It happens to me all the time.
It happens to me, too. And I do it as well.
Real quick, we got a text from the 312 saying, Patty, you were driving the fan van at the Norwood Park Memorial Day Parade.
That
you
was
were
me.
So nice and down to earth. It was great meeting you.
Oh, yes, that was me driving the van.
There you go. So you're making friends as well as enemies on the road.
It's true. I was really weepy driving the van. That's my neighborhood. I grew up on that street on Raven and Northwest Highway. So I was, and I had walked in that parade from when I was very little, from when I played Little League Baseball and my Girl Scout troop and my, you know, all different kinds of things. And I have been watching, I've been going to that parade since I was 5 years old. And it occurred to me last year, I thought we should, WGN should be in the parade. And then I forgot. So I forgot. And I, a week out, I told WGN, I'm like, can I have the fan van? And that was a little bit of a, that was a little bit of a, like, why do you want it? What are you going to do?
Oh, really?
It was a little bit of like we needed a little more time before.
They thought you were going to be doing some sort of Smokey and the Bandit setup.
I, right? Yes. Band. Or if we were going to do something on location, I'm like, no, I just want to drive in the parade. That's all. They're like, yeah. So I said, I would like to drive it. And my mother rode along with me.
Oh, that's great.
She did not ride, actually. The station gave me bags and bags of candy. And my mother walked up and up, waved Raven up to the circle. She handed out candy. I was very glad she stopped hitting them in the face with it. That was because she was trying to throw it. She was trying to get to everybody because you can't get to all the kids if you're just dropping it in each one of their bags.
She was throwing it overhand?
She was doing it underhand. There was a point where I, but she did a great job. And she was like,
I love candy in a parade still.
Oh.
What wasn't that always the best? When I was a kid, like, okay, you could have your fancy float or whatever old antique car was driving by in our rural New Hampshire 4th of July parades. But all I want is you throwing candy at me.
Yes.
And then, fire department, love you. You're the best.
Throw candy. Yeah. Well, you can't throw from the vehicle because kids run toward the vehicle. And there were girls at, there was a bend at, just right at the very beginning of the parade. Actually, it's funny because there was a house right there with a fence that I got beaten up against one time. But that's not the story. but it was, maybe that's why I was getting a little irate. There were just crowds of kids in the street. Like, it was too narrow for the, I was like, I stopped the van and like was brushing these, I was yelling. I was not driving the car at them at all. I was like, girls, you got to back up. Uh-huh. I was stern and as friendly as mom-like as I could be. But they were a lot of kids like just kind of pushing into the street.
That's scary.
That yes, one time that you did drive at someone, though, that was a life lesson for that person.
She never
going to
do that. Well, no, she was probably drunk.
Right, and you actually were so good at not actually hitting someone. You're very, very good at
that. I'm very skilled.
Yeah.
What a talent.
No, it's impressive, John, because any other driver, I'm pretty sure, would accidentally hit a pedestrian, but Patty's really good at just streaking by them.
Great work, Patty.
It's kind of like Tom Cruise in Top Gun.
Yeah, you buzzed the tower.
I buzzed the tower.
You know, before the news, can I back up? Do I have time to ask Craig? People don't let you in? Is that what happens?
It happens. It's not like it happens.
Take
all
note
the time,
of when it
though.
Does. Do me a favor. Take note. And this was, and I should ask our listeners if they remember this video. Anyone who went to maybe Lane Tech was the only one that did this, but they showed us a video of the domino effect, the butterfly effect of being kind to another driver, because then that person kind of feels good, like, hey, they were nice to me, and then they're nice to the next in the next situation, and it carries
always,
on.
That's always what happens to me.
Yes. So,
it feels great.
So pay it forward at the intersection. Or
there
at
were
least,
never any pay it forward moments in New York.
East
Not
Coast.
That I even drove a lot, but it was, yeah, it's way more cutthroat.
I would let you in. More after this on 720 WGN. No, Craig.
What happened? What?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
In a little bit.
Okay. Oh, really?
In a little bit.
All right. That's very exciting.
No, because it is time for Tatey's Television Trivia. So there has enough.
Is it now?
I worked on that.
Triple T.
Thank you. That's what I said right before I turned the mic. I go, Triple T.
Yeah, nice.
So Triple T.
I'm excited for some Triple T.
Tatey's Television Trivia.
Me too. The TV narration quiz was so popular last week that I had to do it again. So we're going to do it again. If you know your TV history, and we're not just doing dramas this week. This is from all different sorts of TV. Opening narrations. What's one I did last week? I can give an example.
You did a Law and Order one last week.
Oh, that's right.
When criminals, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, yes. I want to give an example, but I also don't want to give away one that I had. Oh, I've got, like, on November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Classic sitcom. Mm-hmm. That was The Odd Couple.
That's perfect. 312-981.
It's as easy as that, folks.
7200 to play Triple T.
I like Triple T. Did you just come up with that?
Craig and I both did simultaneously. Yes. I did it before I turned the mic on.
We do that all the time. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at the
he said it on the air, so technically. 312-981.
No, you said it in there. Maybe I just read your lips. Maybe I subconsciously understood you. Triple T time.
Triple T. Triple T time. That makes it a quad T.
How many T's can we fit in it?
312 9-8-1.
Wait, where did the fourth trip
time.
D come?
Time.
Triple T time. Oh, I see.
Yeah, quad T.
So it's triple T time. Then, isn't it? We could just
now
do
I'm
that forever.
I don't know what's happening.
Wow.
312-981-7200 to play Tatey's television trivia.
Yeah.
Triple T time. I was, you don't watch any
Here
of
we
the,
go.
You don't watch any of the superhero shows, do you, John?
I don't know.
There's a series that we watch Arrow and we watch Flash and now Supergirl.
Oh, that's right. You've told me about it. Wow, yes. That's quite a roster of superhero shows.
And they're all amazing.
Well, there was a we're catching up.
Okay.
Felicity and what's his name are going through a little bit of a tough time.
Yeah, they're kind of going to break up there.
And she's being all passive aggressive and I did my typical break up or don't break up, but don't not break up. So we'll talk about that later. We have him here with us, Chris, who is on the line to play Triple T. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very well. Did you hear us play Tatey's television trivia last week?
No, we didn't.
Well, as you heard,
okay,
he was explaining that he'll read some shows open with a narration, a little bit of a backstory. Like, I think Desperate Housewives did that sometimes, too. But I think it changed.
A lot of shows change it. Some shows get rid of it.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a classic TV opening device.
It's a very fun one.
What is making noise?
I don't know.
The studio has ghosts tonight.
It really does.
I really think so.
There's a lot going on.
There's been some craziness happening during the breaks.
Well, let's let Dave on the air so that we, maybe it'll keep my craziness at bay. Hey, Dave, how are you doing?
I'm good, Patty. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking. Are you familiar with the monologues that sometimes are aired at the beginning of a series, like at the very top of a show?
I'd like to hope so.
All right.
Good answer, Dave.
Here we go. I want a new, like, sort of that kind of thing. When Patty was just a little girl,
yeah,
she dreamt of being a stand-up comic. All right, here we go. John, you're going to read for Chris. Here we go.
You know what? Let's have people buzz in.
You want to go back to buzzing?
Buzz in.
Yeah, we're going back to buzzing.
Okay.
What?
And they're just going to say their name again, correct? Say Dave. Chris would say Chris.
Okay, let's practice. Chris, when you know the answer, what do?
The buzz.
Say Chris. Chris, there you go. Dave, what do you do when you know the answer?
Dave.
Excellent.
Wrong.
Here we go.
Did that just
buzz out? Everyone just buzzed out? Okay, good.
Okay.
I thought I had a stroke. Okay.
Okay, here is the first one. So when you know it, and you can interrupt me, that's fine. Ring in by shouting your name. By the way, do we have a prize for them?
We have a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's.
Oh, you've got the bell out. Great. Okay.
Is it annoying? I'll throw it away.
No, I love it. I love the bell. We must have the bell. Okay, Chris, Dave, here's the first one.
Okay.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight.
Dave.
Okay, who was that? Dave?
Dave. Yes. Yes.
Twilight Zone.
That was good.
Well done, Dave. That was fast.
All right, Dave.
I think he gets a little bell for that, huh? There we go. Boy, my Foley art is a little behind the edge.
Got a little aggressive there. Sorry. I also realized I needed to keep track, so I got to get a pen.
Dave has 1 point. I'll finish the quote for those who are listening and didn't get it immediately. Like
and now
Dave.
They hunger for it. Yes.
Yeah, you're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's part of the Twilight Zone opening. Early on, they did change that.
I just got an idea for tiebreakers. Go ahead.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, good.
Well, we'll see if we end up with a tie. Chris, Dave, here's a second one. Now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything and the one son who had no choice but to keep them all together.
Ooh, that was it. Anyone?
I don't know. Me neither.
I know the answer. I also know the answer.
You go.
Do you know, Patty?
Do you know, Craig?
You go ahead.
Esmeralda, do you know?
Do we all know?
I do.
I think we all know.
Go ahead. All at the same time.
Arrested Development!
That is correct.
That was really annoying. We apologize to our contestants.
All right.
That's how we're going to mock you, is to just yell it.
The studio team has 1 point. So, fellas, you got to beat the homers here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the next one. The name, Dr. Richard Kimball. The destination, Death Row.
Dave.
All right, Dave. What do you got? What's the show?
The Fugitive.
That's right. All right, Dave pulls ahead with 2 points. Chris, did you know that one?
No, I didn't even.
Okay.
That's okay.
The next one maybe you're going to know.
Yes.
I'll finish that one. The name, Dr. Richard Kimball. The destination, Death Row State Prison. The irony, Richard Kimball is innocent. What a great way to kick off a TV show. I love it. Okay. Next one. What you are witnessing is real. The participants are not actors. They are actors.
Chris.
Chris.
People's Court.
Very
there
good, Chris.
Oh,
that
now I know
he's
more a fan of a daytime television.
Yep, that is excellent.
That's your job, Chris. Excellent.
Very, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, listen to that. I love the good sportsmanship, too. Dave is
good.
Up 2-1 now on Chris.
High-fived him.
That continued. They are actual litigants with a case pending in a California municipal court. At least that's what they said when Wapner was the judge.
Okay.
Here's the last one. Think fast, guys, because this is definitely a classic one. I think you may both know it.
Okay.
Chris needs one to tie, and then we enter Patty's patented tiebreaker round, Dave is trying to hold his lead. Here we go. We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Chris. Dave.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, that was so close. All right. Yes. Chris, what's your answer?
$6 million man.
That's correct. We have a tie. Even though I actually wrote an odd number of questions this week, we ended up with a tie again. It always happens.
That's because the studio
stole 1 point.
Yeah, we nailed that one.
Arrested Development. Okay,
all right,
these guys are more into classic TV, I can tell. So it's 2-2, Chris and Dave. Patty, what's your tiebreaker?
Do you want to ask a question about the series themselves? Like perhaps like who named the creator of the Twilight Zone series? That kind of thing.
Okay, there's your question, fellas.
Who do you...
I'm sorry, Dave.
Okay. Give it to him. I think that does it.
I think Chris got in there.
Chris got in there first with
Chris
his buzz in.
First, yeah.
Okay.
Chris?
Let's give him a fresh question then.
All right.
Chris buzzed in first.
All right. So we need a fresh question.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. I'm going to give you another narration, okay, because I have one handy.
Oh, here we go. Buzz in, whoever gets it.
From the Sunshine State, Florida, home of Dutyville, USA, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here he is, Buffalo Bob Smith. From the Sunshine State.
Dave,
for the win. What is it?
Oh, very good, Dave. That's right. Howdy Doody Show, he said. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I would not have guessed. I did not know that.
That one was a real throwback.
Congratulations, Chris and Dave. Well done, Dave. You've got a gift card to Lou Malnati's. Chris, thank you for playing. But this means that you can win again anytime we have a game. So,
Chris, we'll do it again next week I'm back.
And don't forget, we have What's That From on Thursdays. We have What's in the Box on Fridays.
I feel a little bad for Chris because maybe he buzzed in first on that Rod Serling question. But there was some transmission hanky-panky there.
There was a little bit. We will get you, Chris. All right,
but
take care.
Well played, Dave. Congratulations. Yes. Well played, both of them. Really.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm sometimes very generous with gift cards, so I have to be careful. Yeah. I can just give them all away, and then by Friday I got nothing left.
We were just tossing them out last week.
Yeah, I'm like, I have some T-shirts in my office from bands that come in. Do you want one of those? I guess I probably could give away like some of the stuff.
That's a consolation prize.
Swag.
Yeah,
the swag.
I should probably be more planned.
It was fun when we had Ferris wheel tickets to give away when Jen was here.
Could we do like a potpourri prize where we take a photo of some of the stuff we have at the station and they could just pick something?
Like the original Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, exactly. Like anything that you want from
potpourri.
Pick
something in this picture.
Right, and it's all yours.
They've got
Tell
a bunch of
want.
Ceramic Dalmatians in the green room.
Yes,
too.
We do.
It's perfect.
More
actually,
with
a ceramic Dalmatian would go in that green room.
It would go. Oh, it would fit with it. With the
wouldn't it? Yeah. With the decor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think it would be perfect in there. Now I got to find a ceramic Dalmatian, or at least a Chihuahua. More after this. 720 WGN. Now that I think about it, Craig, perhaps our legislators could take some lessons from Game of Thrones and just like,
ooh, I like this.
And just come riding in with swords swinging and
dragons
and some sort of and I don't know, burning people and
I was gonna say murder everyone,
blood, yeah, I don't know,
just kill everybody.
Hang too long.
Eventually, one guy sits on the throne and then he gets to make all the rules.
Yeah. The red vote.
Wasn't that the red vote? a lot of that happened yesterday. I was in that building for like 12 hours. I started getting a little slap happy. Actually, 14 hours. So I can
and
see
you were
some...
watching Game of Thrones on your iPad.
I've never watched an episode all the way through of Game of Thrones in my life.
Too much mud.
Yeah, I actually was not. I was doing a lot of Facebook Live video. Have you guys been doing that at AV Club yet?
Oh my god,
that was fun.
A lot of it.
A lot, lot. It's so easy.
It's easy and it's fun, and they built a set for me. I'm so excited.
I want a set. I want to come see your set.
You should look at our. Yeah, you should come to our set. Come see.
All right, but I'll watch your video. We don't. Can you do it for your like AV Club page? Like, do you have a Facebook page for AV Club?
Yeah.
Can you? Because I can't run.
That's where
Facebook Live on my page, like my regular.
Oh, I think you got to get the hookup from Facebook
to
do that.
All right. We have to look into that, Craig.
Because I know we had to like negotiate with them or whatever.
We asked WGN if we could have Facebook Live with them, and they're looking into that. I just thought it would be nice.
Through the producer.
No, I didn't mean to. I made sure my microphone was off.
They're looking into that. I don't know why I can't just.
We actually asked a little while ago, and we were told yes.
Yeah.
By our bosses. And then there's another guy who's supposed to flip a switch.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you got to fetch the stream. That's what our producer always says. Okay, we're fetching the stream now. And then we just start to chant, fetch the stream. Until we're live somehow on the internet tubes hook up.
I'm going to have to look into fetching the stream.
Yeah.
It sounds complicated.
That sounds like how you beat the Marshmallow Man.
Well, honestly, we've had some trouble with it. There were like a couple of weeks where the live feed just cut off in the middle of our show. And we put on like a show. We have the set and we have, you know, our panel of editors and we prepare for it. So we do it up real.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a little frustrating to do all this preparation and load the copy into the teleprompter. And then after 10 minutes, they're just like,
crash. Oh,
you're not live anymore. Aww, you're just talking to nobody.
That's frustrating.
That has not happened in the past week or so, but it was happening a lot. And it's just like, well, what? You know, Facebook was like begging us to make video, and our corporate superiors are also saying, hey, you got to make this Facebook Live video.
Dog references in this begging and fetching. There's a lot going on with the Facebook Live.
Really quick from the 815, they're trying to rename Tatey's, John Tatey's segment already, and this is actually pretty good. Tatey's Teasers?
Tatey's Teasers.
Or Tatey's TV Teasers.
Teasers, yeah. Hmm. Well, they're not well, because it changes, right? Although it is generally television.
I like it, though. Particular game that we play, Tatey's Teasers. Mm-hmm. We'll play it another couple times.
And see how it goes. See if it catches.
Until I finally run out of narrations that I can think of.
Yeah.
I mean, I do look them up, but I have to think what show had them. And I'm reaching my capacity. So we'll see how many more of these games I can squeeze out.
Our listeners are very good at naming things. They named What's in the Box.
They did.
Our listener. One of our listeners named, absolutely came up with the name for
That's a classic.
Oh, I know it is. We love that one. It's one of our favorites. Yeah, What's that from was kind of just organic.
Tatey's Teasers. We'll use it. Mm-hmm. What area code was that from?
It was from the 815.
Okay.
Yeah, so thank you, 815.
One of my favorite area codes. Do you know where that is?
I really don't.
Okay. Remember the night that we looked up the area codes? We spent like 20 minutes.
I do know 217 is a lot of central Illinois, I think, including north central Illinois. 815, I think, is a little bit farther out. I don't know if it's farther south or not. I'm sure Will County. Is that Joliet?
Yeah, Joliet, Kankakee.
I talked to your.
That area.
Did you know that off the top of your head, Esmeralda?
I'm from Joliet.
She's from Joliet.
Oh, okay.
I have an 815 number as well.
I was talking to your senator today, Senator Pat McGuire.
Cool.
Very kind guy who was trying to figure out what the hell just happened this week.
He was sitting for a while in the rain.
Yeah, we were sitting in the rain, just talking about what's happening in the state of Illinois.
How romantic!
He said that the Senate has not been the same since Dan Katowski left. Since Senator Katowski took leave.
But what a nice thing to say.
It was very nice. He said that his red beans and rice was the most exciting thing that's happened. He was eating. That's what he was having for lunch.
Oh, wow.
I don't think he wanted me to share that, but that's what he was. He offered me his corn
it's
muffin.
Not a bad lunch. With a corn muffin?
Yeah.
That's a great lunch.
He offered me the corn muffin. I'm like, you know what's funny? Like my mouth immediately started watering for it. But also, if I were eating red beans and rice, I got to have that corn muffin with it. I can't. So I was like, no, thank you for the offer.
Yeah,
but you got to have
good
that.
Good point. You can't take that away from the meal.
No.
That was very thoughtful of you.
It was
Boy,
well,
I could
and
use
up him
a corn
as well.
Muffin now, though.
I know, right?
More cookies.
I have a lot of candy in the office I can grab for you. Some Mr. Good bars.
You know
some
what?
Some crackle.
You know I'm thinking of that insomnia cookies now, though. Oh, I got a hankering for it.
That stuff's crazy good. Very, very good.
I'd say we should beg them to bring us some cookies, but I'm going to leave in 6 minutes anyway.
Yeah, you can't have any tonight. Maybe next week. actually, let's do an on-air production meeting. I probably will go to Springfield again on Tuesday into Wednesday, but hopefully come back in time for the show Wednesday night.
Okay.
So let's perhaps next Wednesday.
Or are we booking me right now?
Yeah, we're booking you on the air. Yeah.
On the air.
On the air.
Wow, we're pulling back the curtain right here.
Oh yeah, I do this sometimes. I don't have time during the breaks to like take care of
John,
these
John, you're confirmed and stuff, right?
Scheduling.
You
know, yep. We'll triple confirm by Craig. Yeah. We'll make sure that that's all taken care of.
By the way, we just got a phone call from Jeff. He wanted to ask about the video we did, the Facebook Live we did at Cozy's and the electric bicycles.
Oh my God, $10,000 bike. It's amazing.
I want to know about this
too. You can get to like 35 miles an hour. You pedal and you can switch gears to like one and that just shoots you and then two like a little bit faster
and three even faster
and
it's funny because you really pedal as if you were going 3 or 4 miles an hour and at the third gear you're going like 25.
Yes.
Wow, was it frightening?
We have video of us both doing it. Yeah, it was a little scary. It was great though. Yes, Cozy's hooked us up for the Bike the Drive this weekend for the MB Financial Bank Bike the Drive.
Oh, right.
So much fun. I rode a beautiful Cannondale and I'm finally able to sit properly again. That's just
oh yeah, there was a recovery period.
It's That's a lot of wear and tear on areas.
And
that's nothing
against Cozy's bikes. That's just Patty biking.
No, that's not being. That's not having developed.
Oh,
the,
sure. Yeah,
oh, it has it's nothing not, to do not with the bike. The bike was remarkable.
Yeah,
it was great. I mean, it was so easy to switch gears. You know, like when I was going up a hill, boom. You know, they showed me how to, because I'm not really good. For me, eye hand coordination, and I'm left handed, so I'm like trying to use both. Like, is it this one or is it this one? I can never remember.
So is it basically a moped, but not with that lawnmower motor?
Absolutely.
On it?
Yeah, I would say that's it's a little bit lighter than a moped, but it's, and it has like tracking device on it. If it gets farther away from your device that you have,
it's got a headlight.
It's got a great headlight, but you can like you can connect it with an app. So if it gets stolen, if it gets a certain amount of distance away from you, it just shuts down, it locks up, and you can't ride it.
It's a smart bicycle.
Yeah, and what's kind of cool about it is it doesn't go by itself. You have to pedal at least a little bit.
Yeah.
If you don't pedal at all, it won't keep going.
Yes.
And oh, it's a spiteful bike. It
is
like.
A little bit.
And the braking mechanisms on it are great, because you would think, well, if you're riding that fast and then you try to stop, wouldn't there be some momentum issues? And there were not. I
mean, that was enough for you?
Yes, for me, because I have braking problems.
I would be scared of that too.
It was
flying
great.
Over the handlebars.
Yeah.
They thought of that though, I guess.
Yeah, because that happened to me several times in my life. More after this on 720 WGN.